This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, Jess, I took an Uber. I've been taking a lot of Ubers recently. I'm an Uber queen.
Are we putting a counter on how many times you can say Uber?
Well, because I can't say Uber on air, so yeah. I can say it on the podcast. Okay, so I've been taking Ubers, and I think that something needs to be done about them. And that's all I'm going to say, actually. I have an idea, which I've discussed with you, and now we have an idea, which we're going to market.
Yeah, I was about to say, you have an idea?
Yeah, sorry, we have an idea.
Don't cut me out of this partnership.
I'm not.
Hey, it is not The Social Network. Are you Zuckerberging me? Don't you dare Zuckerberg me!
We, Jessica and Christina, have an idea that we want to pitch. What is it? Find out on the Chris and Jess podcast.
It's recorded now, so you can't get out of it. Verbal contract. Oh, locked.
Shit. Now, Jess, I've recently moved house, as you know. Well, it's been 2 months now that I've been living there. And since I've been living a bit close to the city, I have started discovering the joy of a particular ride-sharing app. Mm-hmm. Now, I never really used to take it when I used to live much further out because I was worried that, you know, it'd be quite costly. But now I live a lot close to the city and I've been I'm a bit late to the party.
You've been spending a lot of money on it, essentially. I have.
So I've been taking it into radio in the mornings and mm-hmm. just loving my life using this app.
Yeah.
The problem is that I foresee is that I'm quite chatty, as you know.
I can tell.
A sarcastic comment now.
Okay.
Because I knew you were going
to. It's generally what I'm good at, but all right.
That's true. If I take that away from you, what am I
What done? Am I left with, Christina?
Just
what am I left with?
Pretty face. Kind of. So I've taken it a bit for work lately.
Yep.
And often when I'm at work, I'm doing a lot of things. So, you know, as a lot of people, I multitask, I'm on the phone, I'm doing emails, you know, planning stuff. And I don't really want to chat to the driver.
Okay.
There are instances where I'm more than happy to chat to the driver if you know, I don't have anything else to do.
You've been out on the town and you're quite chatty.
Oh, yeah. If I want them to go through a drive-through for me, I'll be super chatty.
Yep.
But there are times where I don't want to do it.
No.
I had an incident where I was up in Sydney and I was taking ride-sharing apps around for work and I had 2 12-hour days.
Ooh.
And I was driving a lot and I did not want to chat.
You didn't have time for it.
I just couldn't be bothered. And one of them, we were going from one side of the Sydney to the other and as soon as I got in, they were like, so, it's a lot of equipment. What do you do for work? As soon as that starts.
And you work in advertising,
well,
essentially.
Production. It's not advertising, but anyway.
Advertising production. Which, to a lot of people who aren't familiar with it, will be very fascinated. And I assume have a number of questions.
Full of questions. What type of camera is that? What do you do? Like, the questions just don't end. And as soon as you start, you open up your mouth like
Pandora's box.
I work in production. Oh, what do you make? What have you met anyone? Always, you must get this to Jess. Have you met anyone famous?
Oh, that's...
And as soon as they...
Well, mate, you've just met me, so...
It's one of those things where once you've opened it, it doesn't end. And that added with the fact that we were travelling from Melbourne. Oh, so you're from Melbourne. Oh, what do you think of Sydney? Couldn't do it. So I was telling you about this, Jess.
You need one of those privacy screens.
Yeah, you do need a privacy screen. Actually, that is the difference between ride sharing and taxis. Taxis don't want to talk to you. They don't even want you there.
Yeah. You're a hassle.
Yes.
Can I just have a credit card and you can go?
Yes, yeah. Whereas the other complete end of the scale, you've got the ride sharing apps where they want to talk because they
obligated.
Want...
They want that 5-star.
They want the stars. And so what we were discussing this off air and what you and I have come up with is there should be something when you book in your ride.
There should be a box to tick.
A box. So there should be a thing that says, will it feel like chatting? Question mark. Or open to discussions.
Can you select do you want to go even further? And then you can select the topics you do want to talk about and you don't want to talk about.
Oh, my goodness. That is a fantastic idea.
And then you can just select the general, or you can do the drop-down menu with
topics.
Particular topics.
So it'd be like work. Mm. Don't want to select that.
No, don't want to talk about work.
Because that's the one that everyone wants to talk about.
Relationships, at your own peril.
Yeah. Food, tick.
Bang.
I'll talk about that one.
Yeah.
Politics.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's very heavy for a short trip.
But yeah, maybe depends where you're going. Yeah. But generally, I wouldn't tick that one because I just couldn't be bothered getting into a political discussion with someone taking me somewhere. But are we on to something? Let us know.
Yeah.
Do you think that Jess and I, our idea of having a box that you can tick whether you want to chat to the driver or not, again, we're on the same path as we were before. Is it rude or are we geniuses?
I think we're geniuses. I mean, that or you could just staple one of those please do not disturb signs to your head. I'm sure that'd work.
This is probably the safer way of doing it. We were talking about our brilliant idea.
Revolutionary, I would say. Public service, some would call it. Divine, I think some of the techs have been coming in saying.
Divine?
Divine. Just divine intervention.
We are the divine intervention.
We are. Nobody actually knows what the Holy Ghost means around Christmas. I think it's us.
Mm. So we were discussing about when you're in a ride-sharing app, having a box that you can tick that specifies whether you feel like chatting.
How
to
chatty
the
you are.
How chatty you are.
A bit of general chit-chat.
Your chat levels. Chat levels. And then from your chat levels, there could be like a further box where you could select your topics of discussion.
Oh, yeah.
Because these ride-sharing app drivers, they're out to please.
They are. So they want that high rating.
They want the rating.
They will do anything for it.
And if they don't have the mince, they need to do, or the complimentary water on offer, they need to really do whatever they can to get your rating.
I got into one the other day, and they had the mince and the water, and I was just like, this is just such a breath of fresh air. Well, after I had the mint. But I was like, I didn't have this in ages. It was really nice.
Jordan from Coburg, he's onto something. Okay. I really enjoy this. Yeah. Sounds like a great idea. Yes, we know it's great. Thanks, Jordan.
Well, you could have said divine if you wanted divine. As well. It's a divine idea. Let's just paraphrase. We'll say it was a divine idea.
Jordan from Coburg, sounds like a divine idea. Sometimes when catching a ride share, you're in a crap mood and you don't want to or can't be bothered talking. Absolutely.
Totally.
Agreed. Other times, and this is his words, not mine. Other times, you may want to jump the driver's bones.
Oh.
So you bum chicka wow wow. So you should be able to add that option to your drop down list too. So, how do you do this? Once you're in the car and you see, you'd be like, you can select a little thing that says,
it said, I want to ride something else. I don't know. But I feel as though there's already an app for that. I think that's it. That's separate. At the end of the day, we're just talking chit-chat and rides.
No, maybe we're combining apps here. A ride-sharing app that's also a dating app. I shouldn't have said it on the radio because now I'm onto something. Who wants to develop my new app?
All right, guys. If anybody wants to head to our crowdfunding page, it's Chris and Jess.
Yes, ridesharingdate.com.au. I will make it right now.
Yeah. Hashtag Gruber.
That's interesting, though, because you do sometimes, because when you use the ride-sharing apps, their profile picture is so teeny tiny that you have no idea what the person actually looks like until you get in.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get in, you're like, well, you look better than I thought you would. We are geniuses.
There's going to be so many more shirtless pics on those profiles now, Chris.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.